Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We do have, fellas, we do have an update. We do have an update.
Do you tell?
Well, you know, last week we did talk about the infamous Mayor Bloomberg, right? Mayor Bloomberg and this 16-ounce over-the-limit Coca-Cola soda ban. You know, what is going on?
That's,
you know what I mean?
Ridiculous.
Trying to ban sugary drinks in New York City that are over a certain size. I believe it's over 16 ounces. Because there is an obesity problem, he said. There is no, and 5,000 Americans die per day. Not per day, was it per year?
Per day. We're in trouble.
Per year. Well, the way he's talking, you think it's 5,000 per day.
Yeah,
it's
no
5,000 per year. And we have to put, there's a war on Coke. Coca-Cola. Not even Coke. War on Coca-Cola. On soda. Soda. And not Coca-Cola Company, but soda.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, last week we talked about, while there's a war on sugary drinks, 80% of New York City high school graduates, it's being reported, cannot even read. 80. And colleges are saying that they're not prepared. BMC, the Borough of Manhattan College, saying they're not prepared to do college work because they can't even read.
Unbelievable.
And it's like, what, you know, what is going on here? Well, I just wanted to let you know the update. As just this law was about to kick into effect tomorrow, March the 12th.
Mm-hmm.
It's about to kick in tomorrow, and a judge stepped in and overturned the ban.
Oh my goodness!
Kicked in, you know. Thank you for judges that just look at laws and just say, get out. What are you doing?
Like,
what
really?
Are you doing? The New York Supreme Court Judge Milton Tingling, said that basically that Mayor Bloomberg's attempts at portion control were both arbitrary and capricious. That's like careless, erratic, and helter-skelter.
You
know,
wow.
I didn't add those words, but that's what the synonyms for capricious is: careless, erratic, and helter-skelter.
Interesting.
And he explains that the Board of Health's duty is to protect city residents by providing regulations that prevent and protect against disease.
Mm-hmm.
Diseases. Okay? This is not a disease.
Right. Soda is not a disease.
No. He says it does not argue that that they have the authority to limit or ban a legal item under the guise of controlling chronic disease. Does not have the right. And this is important. This is why we have laws. You know what I'm saying? This is why we have things to protect our rights, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because someone can come in and arbitrarily say, I don't like sugary drinks. Tomorrow, say I don't like candy. I don't like vegetables. I don't whatever, you know, because of some study or because of what is happening. And this was a really, really, really good ruling. Also, he says that in order for him to ban, in order for it to be legal, there has to be imminent danger due to a disease. Imminent. Imminent. So completely he stretched outside his parameters and totally went outside. But this is the thing that you got to see in the midst of basically a rebuke like this. I mean, the judge lays it out so plainly, you know, just lays it out. Yet and still, I mean, you should, you know, the mayor should say, OK, the court has decided, the Supreme Court of New York has decided.
Mm-hmm.
We'll leave that one alone. OK, we won't go there. No,
right.
No. This mayor tweets out, we plan to appeal the sugary drinks decision as soon as possible, and we are confident the measure will ultimately be upheld.
He's going to appeal it.
Mm-hmm.
He makes a further statement to say, we believe that the judge is totally in error in how he interpreted the law and how we are confident to win an appeal. And he said, oh, goodness. He says, one of the cases we will make is that people are dying every day. 5,000 people die of obesity every day in America. Yeah, it is every day.
Oh, now 5, it is every day. It is?
5,000. Yeah, it is every day. 5,000 people die of obesity every day in America.
Wow. Isn't that your mayor?
No, that's not my mayor. I don't live in New York City. I'm not in New York City.
He's pretty close, though, right?
He has such a mouthpiece. I mean, he really does. And it's just like, if you want to regulate something, regulate, you know, all the crazy things that are happening in that city. You know what I mean? It's like...
Right, there's a lot more worse things out there that you should ban than Coca-Cola.
Sugar. Sugar. Right. Soda. Soda. And unbelievable. Well, we're glad that this judge stepped in. And that's why it's good to have... I mean, look at our judicial system. I mean, it works. It works. And it's peaceful, and it gets the job done. And you know what? He has the right to appeal it. But the letter of the law is going to stand, and he doesn't have the right or the authority to do that. And so we can trust in the justice system and see how it's all going to work out. Mm-hmm. But I thought that was interesting. We wanted to share that update with you. But it just goes to show you how certain people, you know, certain, and they have certain politics that really want to just control and just make all type of decisions arbitrarily. And want to trample all over our rights. I mean, we have a constitution that we've been given rights by God, by our creator, by our creator. And one of the travesties is that when people don't understand history, we don't understand what happened. They don't understand the Declaration of Independence and why this country was founded. Mm-hmm. And 4th of July to them is you know, this is what's happening in our country. It's just been so diluted. 4th of July is about fireworks, fun in the sun, barbecues, and hanging out. But how much do we really take the time to celebrate why this nation, why this nation is one of the greatest nations in the world,
Right.
And to think, you know, we have an immigration problem. How many countries can say, oh, you know, we have an immigration problem. People are trying to get into our country because it's so great and the opportunities are so wonderful.
Yeah. I don't know of any other countries that have that problem.
Mm-mm. I mean, really? And it's you know, a problem that we're going to address, and you know, we need a lot of prayer and just wisdom and how to address it. But, you know, overall, it really is a very good problem to have when you have people that are trying to come into your country. And because there's stability, you think about everything that's happening in the world today. My goodness, I mean, you want to live in a place where you're going to be protected. You know what I'm saying? Where there's some laws, books. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you have some rights. Mm-hmm. Because absolute power corrupts absolutely. And so an update for you today on the New York City mayor's ban on soda has been overturned by the Supreme Court of New York City.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.